If you had to guess where Aaron Lee Tazjian's music came from, you might land a few miles wide of the correct answer. He's tried out a few different musical styles, jazz and glam rock, and different cities too, before landing in the Nashville scene. That's where Julie Height interviewed him and sent this profile.
There's a notebook on the coffee table of Aaron Lee Tazjian's cozy East Nashville apartment. Its pages are open to autobiographical scrawling. He's made himself a cheat sheet for the interview.
Because it's like you want to remember all of this stuff, because even the stuff that wasn't good that happened, like, all served some kind of purpose.
Well, what did you have to consult?
My mom.
To be fair, it isn't all that simple to retrace the musical path Tazjian traveled to get here.
You sound like a radio station. You're looking for a standing ovation. You look like you could use a vacation.
Tazjian started out in suburban Ohio, obsessing over Tom Petty and the Beatles. During his junior high years in Orange County, California, he spent lunchtime in the music room, hiding from bullies and strumming his first songs. By the end of high school, he was mimicking Freddie Green, the guitarist in the Count Basie Orchestra.
Playing jazz seemed like a thing that I did that made my dad really happy.
Tazjian caught the judge's ears at a national competition for high school jazz bands.
I was the only kid there who didn't play through an amp and didn't play a guitar solo. And man, he gave me the award.
He came away with a scholarship to study jazz guitar at Boston's Berklee College of Music, but left after just 6 months. Tazjian moved to Brooklyn, where he co-founded the glam rock band Semi-Precious Weapons.
It's not my fault I look better in her party dress. It's not my fault that she left your slutty girlfriend. It's not my fault this is how my mama made me. I've been magnetic since I was a baby.
The group's lead singer, Justin Tranter, was known for his theatrical, androgynous persona, and the band sometimes shared the stage with Lady Gaga.
I saw Justin in Semi-Precious Weapons as a hero for kids like me, or just kids who are growing up in small towns in America that know that they're different or feel that they're different in some way.
At the same time, Tazjian was also working on his own roots rock material. He eventually wound up in Nashville and released his first album under his own name 3 years ago.
The trouble with drinking is it ain't no trouble at all. I don't have no problem when it comes to alcohol. It's as easy to come by as the air that I breathe, unless I'm low on money or too high on the weed.
It seemed like the work of an artist who fit right in among the clever troubadours in his East Nashville neighborhood. But Tazjian soon decided he was ready to do his own thing.
To try to have a little more empathy for myself and try to encourage these things that I'm naturally thinking and feeling, rather than thinking, oh, that's too weird if I do that. Like, everyone's going to think I'm weird, you know? It's like, well, everyone already thinks that I'm weird because I am weird.
Maybe so, but that certainly hasn't kept Tazjian from making lots of musician friends in Nashville. Tazjian really felt the freedom to be himself on his third and latest album, Karma for Cheap.
With the sun in your eyes, through the golden haze, yeah, you're doing all right in so many ways. But the truth is so hard, the truth is so hard to believe.
For me, it's as Americana as it gets, you know? Tom Petty and the Beatles and the Traveling Wilburys and David Bowie, like, they're the same thing for me, you know? They're my Loretta Lynn.
Tazjian's new music may not have the rootsiest sound, but Elizabeth Cook, a longtime fixture of the Americana scene, recognizes a kinship to folk tradition in his songwriting.
I think one thing that helps bridge that gap for him is that he has a social conscience, which is tradition and roots music, and that's in his lyrics. So there's often, I think, a heavy social message and or a heavy heart about sort of the human condition in his songs.
Well, the television psychic says you should have seen it coming. The deal is dirty.
Tazjian received an Americana Award nomination last year, he took it as a sign of affirmation.
I'd never really been given any sort of congratulations for being myself. I've been given lots of congratulations for playing guitar for this band or for that band, but no one had ever really been saying like, hey man, we think that what you did is cool and we appreciate you adding it to the conversation that's happening about all this stuff.
Not once during our conversation did Aaron Lee Tazjian refer to his notes. That's probably because he's absorbed his far-flung interests and experiences into one original identity in Nashville. For NPR News, I'm Julie Hite.